My name is John Erling, and today's date is May 12th, 2021. Jimmy, would you state your full name, please? Mm-hmm.
James Steinmeier.
Did you have a middle name?
Oh, yeah. Melvin.
All right. Did you try to avoid that?
Exactly. It was my father's name. He didn't like it, but why would he give it to me? I don't know.
Your date of birth?
July 10th, 1950.
And your present age?
70 years old.
And where are we recording this interview?
We're in our study at our house on 35th Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I got to say, this is my first interview after COVID has been relaxed, the COVID restrictions. I've done most of them by phone. So you're my first in-person interview. How did COVID affect you and your life?
Like with everybody, you were just sort of like, how am I going to do this? What will I do? How will I manage my life? And I was lucky because I had an office that I could go to every day because it's just myself and my assistant, Sean. So he has his office, I have mine. So we felt very comfortable. He was being very safe because he had had a heart attack a few years ago. So he had to be careful. And I basically was a monk. So I didn't do anything. You know, I'd see people, but, you know, didn't go anywhere, didn't do anything. So I felt, you know, felt it was a very strange doing it. But everybody managed through.
And you were fortunate because your work, you could continue working.
Yeah, we could continue working. You know, certain things maybe were delayed, but, it, you know, everybody was trying to figure out how they were going to work, you know.
And so on this day, 2021, the inoculations are proceeding, and we still don't have a herd immunity as of yet. Okay, we're here to tell the story of David Easton. Architect, interior designer. We could also describe him in many other ways.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. But first, a little more about you. Mm-hmm. And so, where were you born?
I was born here in Tulsa, St. John's Hospital.
And your mother's name and where she came from and grew up?
Dorothy Willebrandt was her maiden name. She was born in Washington, Kansas in 1922, I think.
What was she like? Describe her personality.
She was very loving. She was very sweet. She was very tough when she needed to be. And, you know, she was a great cook, a great homemaker. She kept everything running all the time. And when I was first born with my brother, my older brother, Jack, my dad did a lot of traveling. So she was by herself for long periods of time. And so she sewed and took care of us.
Right. Your father's name?
Is Melvin Steinmeier, Melvin George Steinmeier.
And then where did he come from?
He was born outside of St. Louis in Collinsville, Illinois. And I forget the date. He died when I was in my 30, when I was 30 years old.
Well, then you said he was gone. What was his profession?
He had an insulation contracting business. So they insulated factories and all commercial kind of projects. They didn't do any residential work, but he did that after the war. My father was and mother met during the war, and they moved to Tulsa because it was a young kind of thriving city, and they both did not want to be in Kansas or in Illinois, and they thought, why don't we go there? So they came here.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about houses. What was the first house you remember here in Tulsa?
Probably when I was in high school. Well, I remember all the houses that are around here in Forest Hills and all those beautiful houses. But I met a young guy who was in my class, Bill Martin. His mother was Aileen Martin, and she taught cooking. But she loved France, and she loved French interiors. And so I remember going over to his house one day, and I walked into the entry hall, and there was this beautiful French commode and a blooming azalea tree right next to it. And you looked out to the backyard, and there was these French curtains that were tied back, all kind of pale blue, silk. And I thought, oh, this is how I want to live. And just a vivid, vivid memory of that.
Right.
Yeah.
What area of town did you live in?
Well, I was right here in Brookside. is where I was born. Yeah, right. Or where we lived when I was growing up.
All right.
And then we moved over to I guess it would be called Branch Acres, 33rd and Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, then the first school you attended.
I went to Elliott for elementary school. Then I went to Wright for junior high school and then to Edison.
All right. You are an artist.
Mm-hmm.
When did you feel your first artist ability began and interest began to shine, show through?
I guess I believe it or not, in second grade, for some odd reason, we were taught perspective drawing. I don't know quite why or anything, but I loved it. I found it so fascinating. So that sort of started it. And then in junior high school, one of the electives you could always take was mechanical drawing. And you kind of did just kind of silly drawings that were mechanically based. And then you started doing floor plans and things like that. So that's what I really became interested in. But I always liked to draw. And I liked to paint. But I just sort of, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Right. You said perspective?
Perspective drawing.
What's that?
You have two points, and they're vanishing points. And everything, if you look at things, everything goes back into certain points, and you can draw anything like that. And so that's what I was taught. And I found that fascinating. Like, oh, my God. And you started noticing, well, that's how all that perspective works. In buildings, and you look down and how everything goes back into a diminishing point.
That was really something in the second grade.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I don't know quite why. I guess it was just sort of, some people obviously like a lot of things. You either catch on to it very quickly or find it fascinating, or you just don't care. But anyway, I thought that was just really interesting. I loved it.
You remember that teacher's name?
I don't. I wish I did.
And that was in...
At Elliott.
Wow.
Yeah.
So many teachers have been so influential in all these stories that I've been telling. What do you think in Tulsa, like in Edison, what did you do for entertainment? Were you active in Edison?
Oh, yeah. I was active in student council and all that stuff and Key Club and, all the things you... thought you probably needed to do so you could get into college. But I wasn't sports minded at all. I played golf, but that was it. But I really wasn't on the golf team, and I didn't, so that was about it. But
so when you graduated from Edison,
1968,
and then you knew that you had this artist.
Yes. Yeah.
Thing.
But I didn't know quite what to do or how to go about it. And so I went to Drury College in Springfield, Missouri. And I was there for a year and I was like, oh, I don't like this. I really want to go to art school. So I applied. And my dad said, no, you can't go. I've gotten into Parsons School of Design in New York. And he said, no, can't go. I said, well, then I'll get my business degree. But when I finish, I'm going to go. And he said, okay. I said, okay. So we kind of left it at that. And so I went through Drury College and got a business degree like he wanted me to do.
So how long did that take?
4 years.
So he was probably hoping that you'd forget about this.
Yeah, forget
thing.
About it. And yeah, I mean, I didn't really know what I was going to do, how I would go do whatever. But I know he had no clue how I would make a living and how are you going to support yourself. So that was what he was concerned about. But he always thought if you had a business degree, you could do something.